Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's immediately go out to former Falcons quarterback David Archer. Arch, good morning, brother.
Rob, how we doing, brother?
I got to tell you, man, you know, being born and raised here, following this team, I age like a two-term president. What it feels like. Let me ask you this. Here's why I love what you do. It's not easy talking to Ron and the players after games like this. You have to be able to ask pointed questions without sounding absolutely accusatory. What's the art form behind that to still get really good answers from players and coaches?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm not sure that I actually do that, but that's kind of you, Rob, to be able to say that. Yeah, I think I come from a respect level, first of all. I know how hard they're working to try to get ready each and every week. Mike and I were fortunate enough to play this game for a while, and the work that's put in, that starts way back in, like, March, when you start lifting weights and running and all that kind of stuff, and then you got to fight through some of the stuff that goes through with the off season and trying to mix your family in and spend time with them and still get ready to play a game. And then when you get into the season, to try to maintain some level of sanity, one, from a mental standpoint, and then physically try to stay on top of the game. I mean, Mike can tell you, those guys that offensive linemen, defensive linemen, that have to try to maintain strength through a 17-game schedule, yet have to nurse injuries and nicks and all that kind of stuff. They still have to go in the weight room and grind and try to keep that strength up and try to maintain to be able to play to have a game level strength to play at the level you did in game one, so you can do that in game 16 or 17. I admire all of that, and so I have a lot of respect for that. And then the work they put in, I just work at it from that angle, Rob, and hopefully it comes across. We get some stuff out of them that's good, but also respect as well.
Well, that's exactly where I want to go, Arch, and I think you did a good job of kind of setting both Kirk and Raheem up for answers in the post game. And I, you know, they're both very calculated in the way they answer things, and I think that Raheem does such a nice job of always looking at things with positivity, as does Kirk. But I thought yesterday was as close as they've sounding to kind of going over the edge. You know, Raheem's response to your question about the injuries, I think, was spot on. He's like, nobody cares. And when you flip it around and listen to Kirk and his response to you, it's like, we got to get some answers. We've got to ask the right questions and find the answers during this bye week. Just your thoughts on what they felt like in person as they were giving those answers to you.
Yeah, I think there's a degree of this time of year is kind of the dog days as we start to grind towards February, grind towards December, which is your drive to the playoffs. So I think that there's a grind you can hear in their voice. You can hear it mentally. The bye week's coming at a perfect time for them. You and I both know that week to kind of reboot and recalculate. And that's kind of what I've been thinking about on the plane coming back from Denver. You know, there's three teams to me that are good teams in the league right now that are in a very similar spot. I think Atlanta, San Francisco, and Baltimore are all in a very similar situation in that they haven't quite figured out what they are or what they're doing yet. They play really well at times, and then they don't play very well at times. Some of it has to do with injury. San Francisco and Atlanta are beat to hell right now from an injury standpoint. So that comes at a good time for Atlanta from a reboot there physically standpoint. But I think there's a mental reboot here that has to happen. I can hear it in Jesse Bates' voice when I talk to Jesse after the game. I can see it in his face. I talked to Caden Ellis leading up to this week. You know, Caden's beat up. And I know that nobody wants to hear that. That happens to every team. But different teams respond to it differently. Different teams have the ability to kind of fight through it differently. And I think Atlanta has the ability to do that. And they're talented enough to do that. But they're going to have to come first of all, each person individually is going to kind of have to kind of come to Jesus meeting with himself as to, you know, what do I need to do? What am I not doing? Because yesterday was a culmination of things where, you know, the penalties that you and I have talked about that have hurt them in really bad situations, that opening drive, they get two penalties that probably keep them out of the end zone. Then you've got the blown assignments, and some of that has to do with injury. You got new guys playing in the back end. I mean, they blew three or four coverages yesterday that is not normal. They blew a couple coverages against the Saints last week that kind of would indicate that there's a mental fatigue kicking in there. And then just, hey, what do you want to be this season? You know, and I think Kirk talked a little bit about that too. He said, hey, we got to have conversations, but then we actually have to physically make that happen. So it's going to be a reinvestment across the board. And if this is not a new deal, Mike, you and I both know that this happens every year, that you have to kind of recalculate and reinvest yourself in what you want to be. And this team's still in position to do that. You're still in control of the division. You can still go win the division, host a playoff game, and who knows, you can get on a run like teams have run done in the past, late in the year, and make some kind of noise. But that has to happen right away because you got two playoff teams you're going to play the next 2 weeks.
Marks, it feels like the last 2 weeks defensively, teams have, I don't want to say figured out, but they've adjusted to whatever it is we were doing to have success in the passing game. What are you seeing from how defenses are maybe playing us differently the last few weeks?
Well, I think the last 2 weeks, certainly the New Orleans Saints and Denver played very similar from an aggressive on the perimeter standpoint. They came up, they hugged up in coverage. They made receivers try to win in their routes. And so that's part of what I'm talking about with Drake London and Darnell Mooney and Ray McCloud and Kyle Pitts. Those guys are going to have to take a look at the film in earnest and look at themselves. Am I doing everything I can physically to win on routes? Because what teams are doing is they're not giving them free releases. They're getting up in their face. They're jamming them at the line of scrimmage. Now they've got to fight through their routes. They've got to get to that outside shoulder or inside shoulder of the defender and then pressure break away to create separation to give Kirk a window to throw the football in. It's uncomfortable right now for Kirk to turn the ball loose. He does not want to turn the football over. Did it once yesterday, but he doesn't want to turn it over in tight coverage. And so you're holding the ball a little bit longer, which means the offensive line's having to strain a little bit longer. So everybody has to take a look at their job individually, what they're doing, and the receivers in particular. What can I do better to create separation, to create the window, to give Kirk that comfortability to turn the ball loose on time so we can be a little bit more efficient offensively? Obviously, the offensive line's doing everything they can to strain and battle, but there's some things in there as well. I'm sure there's some technique things that Mike is seeing that guys are starting to let that technique go a little bit because they're getting tired late in the year. And again, that's that reinvestment of what you want to be.
Arch, how much better realistically can this defense get? I don't know if it's schematics, limited personnel. How much better can they get?
Yeah, I think that there's some things they can do, Rob. I think that I'm a proponent of I think they can play tighter. I think that they're giving some easy stuff up. I think that they're allowing quarterbacks to get comfortable. You know, I thought that Bo Nix is a guy. Here's a young quarterback that's on the come, that's playing well. But you allowed him to get comfortable in the game. He was able to settle into the game. You forced him off his spot on that first drive. He was able to skate up in the pocket. Atlanta makes a mistake in the back end. Two defenders run into one another or kind of get collided into with one of the receivers. And they get an open receiver for a third down conversion, and that kind of got him going. And then you saw soft coverage where he's throwing the ball underneath. You're throwing checkdowns for 8 and 10 yards, and then the screen game. Atlanta's really struggled with the screen game. Struggled the screen game against Dallas. Struggled yesterday against with the wide receiver screen game. They had two touchdown runs that were really the receivers caught it and just kind of ran in unaccosted, just ran into the end zone. So. I think that coming up and making those more difficult situations, jamming guys to the line of scrimmage, being a little bit more aggressive, being willing to maybe get beat over the top because you're up tight, you know, those are harder throws. I can tell you as a quarterback, throwing fade routes or throwing the ball down the field, the ball's in the air longer. You got to be more precise to get the ball down there. But then to throw a screen pass outside with a guy that's off 10 yards. I think that they're going to have to look at reinvesting and maybe coming up and doing some of those kind of things and maybe changing their philosophy a little bit on the perimeter.
Yeah, finishing up with Falcons radio analyst Dave Archer. Dave, I'm glad you brought up the screens because that's kind of where I wanted to go next. And we run a lot, as did Denver yesterday, we run a lot of like one-count screens, I'd call them, the tunnel screens to Ray-Ray, mm-hmm. Bijan, and those other things. My question for you would be, if we wanted to go to a two-count screen over the middle or a three-count kind of the jump and dump to like a Bijan where the, you know, the guys are kind of going down the hash, the linemen in front are going down the hashes, how much does the athleticism at the quarterback position play a part in that? I know that, you know, Kirk's probably not exactly fleet of foot when he's backpedaling for three counts, but it seems like that would be the logical next step along with, you know, running a draw every now and then.
Yeah, I don't know that it would be overly taxing to any quarterback to be able to run, you know, extend the screen game to three count screens like you're talking about, where you drop, you set, and you float back, try to create a throwing angle and dump the ball off to a back with linemen getting out in front, try to entice the pass rush right to come after the quarterback and then get the ball out. We're not very good at it. I mean, I'll be honest with you right now. I just don't think we're very good at it. I don't think it has anything to do with the athleticism of the quarterback. I don't think that's overly taxing on the quarterback. I think that there's been a lack of engaging guys. Once we get into the screen game, I think linemen are having a tough time finding guys to put their hat on. Not that they aren't there. It's just their technique they're using to get into that. I'd be interested to hear how you explain how those kind of things happen, to be able to lose ground and then turn a guy loose to the inside and then float out and get into the screen game and then look somebody up and put your hat on somebody. We're not doing that very well.
Yeah.
We're not doing it very good in the one count screen either, trying to get the ball to the outside. Put, you know, block somebody.
That's my point. That's why I wanted to ask, is because we're not good at the one count screens. The throws now where, you know, where a Caleb McGarry or a Jake just sends the end up the field and gets out into the flat. It's not good. And I wonder, you know, is there an opportunity to run some of these longer count screens? And I know that, you know, like you said, you kind of have to buy time at the quarterback position if you're going to do that. And I wonder if that's one of the things that Zach has considered but has maybe looked past. But you get count-wise, you have to just put these linemen in a better position. And I don't know. Look, Dave, you've been around long enough. Linemen are going to lobby for screens because it makes their job easier in pass pro. But when you're not good at running screens, you can't really say much as an offensive lineman. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.
No question about it. And if teams are going to play you man coverage like you saw this last 2 weeks, that's not what you want to run. You're not going to want to run three count screens against man coverage
right,
because they're going to hug the receiver, and now the linemen don't have a chance to turn somebody loose and then go find that guy to block that's trying to cover in zone because he's right next to the guy you want to throw the ball to. But Kirk's got to change arm angles, some things like that. But I don't think it'd be overly taxing from an athleticism standpoint to get that done.
So what you going to do for the bye week? You don't have a college game, do you?
No college game. Going to do the Iron Bowl in 2 weeks. So head over to Alabama and do that game. Looking forward to getting over there and seeing Mike's boys. But
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headed to Arizona, going to go see my son who lives out in Phoenix and spend some time out there. I'm going to recalculate and reboot, reinvest, just like our guys are going to do this weekend. Get ready
to roll. All the right questions, my friend.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a good one, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.